Okay, this is Brother Jim back with part two on Mark's sermon called Building the Ark, where he's trying to switch the physical ark of Noah, turning it into a spiritual ark, making it the New Testament body of Christ that you gotta be in for salvation. Can't let this one slide. This is heresy. We're going through it line by line to show you Mark's building his own program outside of God's truth.
Well, just like the ark and them getting in the ark and being saved was a type of God's salvation program for Noah, so said Peter, so the New Testament church is a type of ark for us.
Okay, so this rounds out what this is all about. So there you heard him make the switch, the comparison. And while there could be some comparisons that the New Testament body is a type of ark, I say that's totally ignoring and abrogating that Jesus Christ is our ark. And the New Testament body, as I said earlier, is the fruit of those who are born of him that begin to gather and have fellowship and teach each other. Hey, like a book, like the book of Ephesians says, Ephesians 4, training up the saints for ministry. That doesn't happen at Mark Bullen's body. I don't know of any of those men, his sons or any of the other men, that go out on an active, regular basis proclaiming, preaching the gospel. They don't do it there. They all sit in the man-made program. They sit in their comfy pews. They're building a new building. I bet it's going to be really nice and comfortable. Sitting in their building, not going out in the world proclaiming the biblical gospel, making disciples. No, they don't do that. So Mark has made the switch here from the Ark of Noah to now we gotta build an ark. And he is teaching these people, brainwashing them. His books say he's gotta brainwash you, by the way. He's gotta program you, he's gotta brainwash you. You need to be in a clinic, a crucible. We have a testing. Search on Google. Mark Bullen, The Crucible Exposed. Our testing comes right up. A lot of heresy in that book. So he's trying to tell you that you got to be, you have to be in a New Testament body. Then, you know, he'll slip in there with a bishop, with a contract, with him controlling the Lord's Supper, with you giving all your tithe to them. A tithe is Old Testament to the temple. It was groceries given to the priesthood. None of that is Mark. So you see the subtle change. And if you're not discerning, you will be deceived thinking, I got to be in this ark program, when God said no such thing. Christ is our ark, and if there's enough true believers, you'll have fellowship in a body. If you don't, Mark said it himself, Noah strived on with what God gave him, with what he had, did the best of his ability, and God saw that as faith and righteousness to him. That's what will happen to you and me and anyone else that strives to do their very best in these last days. With so few believers and very few true bodies around, I don't know, I'm going to say this right now, I don't know anybody in a building organized that is fully biblical, including Mark Bullen. I'll say it again, I don't know anybody in a religious building that is assembled as an organization that is fully biblical. They all have corruption, sin, man-made doctrines. Oh, they got a lot of truth or they got a lot of lies. They got a little bit of truth, they got some truth, some lies. I don't know anybody that's like the New Testament body teaching all the doctrines of the apostles. So in these last days, is God going to judge a believer who comes to faith in Jesus Christ in his town that has no other true believers with him, whether he's in Ethiopia, Africa, Canada, Missouri, wherever? God's going to judge him by how he strives with what he has, where he is, just as Paul said, stay where you are when called. But Mark will teach you, oh, no, you got to move. You got to go be part of a program somewhere. And you can't just strive where you are to become the body of Christ. Do you know the fact? I bring this up all the time. Mark Bullen left a Baptist body, went off on his own. He didn't have another body to go to. Stumbled around on his own for years. Then he landed with the Mennonites, used them to help teach his kids when his wife was sick. Then he stole some Mennonite families building on another man's foundation, Mark, to go start LFCF. Mark says you can't do what he did. operate in the best light with what you have. No believers around you, right, Mark, when you're driving around with your wife and kids? No other believers with you. I guess Mark didn't have an ark then. If he would have died, Mark would have died in his sin because he didn't have a bishop, a program, a Sunday service. Do you see how ridiculous this is? Mark is a hypocrite. He'll tell you you can't do today what he did. Go listen to his testimony on his website. He did exactly what I just told you he did. Yet he's telling you today you got to build this ARC program to have the hope of salvation. I guess Mark, for all those years, had no hope of salvation. We're going to keep going. Stay tuned.
The ARC was God's grace telling Noah how to endure the last days, how to prepare for God's judgment, how to save his house. Right? The Great Commission has been given to us. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And Lord, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Okay, this is the faith of Abraham. This is the faith of Seth. This is the faith of Noah. The only difference is you've got more data than they had. You've got more information. The heart, the mind, the pursuit of God. Believe.
All right, we just covered that again. I just wanted you to hear that again, and then we're going to keep going.
The thing is, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him is all the same. Looking to the Messiah, looking to God's grace for ultimate atonement and forgiveness is all the same.
All right, let me stop right there. So that was my point before. Looking to the Messiah, Noah didn't have that. Noah had faith in God. Noah didn't know anything about the Messiah coming. So that's what I talked about when I said things have changed. Things are different. Things are new. We're in the new. We have a new covenant. With that covenant is the gospel of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Noah didn't have that. Noah had faith in God like Abraham did, and that was his ark. Physically, he needed a wooden ark. His spiritual ark was his faith in God. Mark is trying to tell you in the sermon that your spiritual ark is the New Testament church. That's a lie. We'll say it again. That's a lie. Our ark is Jesus Christ. He's our high priest. He's our Messiah. The gospel is his death, burial, and resurrection that saves us, and the fruit of people being saved through faith, they must endure, is the New Testament body gathering. If you don't have enough saints, you don't have a New Testament body gathering, you're still in the ark of Jesus Christ. Mark Bullen doesn't teach that. He's a heretic. He lies to people. He does this to control you and keep you in the pew so men won't go off and do what he did. Leave and go start their own ministry, their own body somewhere. No, you can't do that, says Mark Bullen. Don't be deceived. Let's keep going.
That we must build. Well, just like the ark and them getting in the ark and being saved was a type of God's salvation program for Noah, so said Peter. So the New Testament church is a type of ark for us.
All right, again, there he says that, and that's just not true. Jesus Christ is our ark. The New Testament body is the fruit of people that are already in the ark of Jesus Christ. If you flip those, you turn the New Testament body into your path of salvation like Mark has, and you create a false gospel. Galatians 1, Paul says, if anybody brings to you a different gospel, that's what Mark's doing here. Let them be accursed. Mark's bringing you a gospel that says you need the New Testament church body to save you. Those are his words. I don't like the word church. You need that body to save you. It's a part of art. It's a part or a type of the ark. When Jesus Christ shed his blood for us, rose again, defeated death, and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You come to me to get to the Father. And then all those that come to him, as we saw in Acts 2, they're born of the Spirit of God. Then the New Testament body starts. It didn't start before that. They must come through Christ. Then you'll have the New Testament body. The ecclesia, the called out ones, are those who enter into the body of Christ. Mark, he pretty much just invites people to church. And if they decide to sign his contract and get poured water on them, he says they're in the body of Christ. Oh no, God calls people and adds people to the body like I showed you. You must be born from above through faith and repentance. Mark's program, you can pretty much just join in your mind and decide to go to church and submit to a lording over diatrophies. Let's keep going.
And the ark was a type of the New Testament church. Noah could not preach righteousness unless he was also obeying God and building an ark. Obeying God and building the ark kept him focused. Obeying God and building the ark kept him in the grace of God, because that's what God told him.
All right, let's just hold on right there. So building the ark kept Noah focused. Like Noah needed this ark program to be righteous before God. Let me share a scripture verse with you. Hold on. Okay, Genesis 6, starting with verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. This is before Noah built the ark. Noah didn't need an ark and a project and a program to keep him busy. Noah was already by faith following God, doing what God had told him to do, walking in the light he had. Mark tells people, you got to have a program to keep you busy. You know what you need, Mark, in our New Testament life? You need the Spirit of God. That's what guides you, convicts you, comforts, and teaches you, according to Jesus. Like in John 16, where he says the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Mark says you need a program to keep you busy. No, Noah was a righteous, perfect man long before he did the ark. Okay, Mark goes on and says more here.
God and building the ark gave his family something to focus on. It gave him an object lesson to preach from. It was God's way. God, in all of his wisdom and love, he knew that this family needs focus and direction in order to maintain. And
okay, so there's no scripture verse that says God knew that Noah and his family needed to build an ark to maintain. God was going to judge the world with a flood, and he saw Noah as a righteous man and was going to spare Noah and use his family to repopulate the earth. Noah didn't need to build an ark to stay out of trouble, and his family didn't need it. Noah was a righteous, perfect man before he ever started the ark. Mark is saying these things because he's convincing the dead people in his pews that they got to be working on his New Testament program. They need something to keep themselves busy, otherwise they won't be able to maintain. That's how spiritually dead they are. But the Bible says, like in Romans 8, we need to be led by the Spirit of God in the New Testament because we're born from above. Mark doesn't really focus on that. And that Spirit will quicken us, teach us, convict us, teach us to walk in a ministry, tell us to go and preach the gospel, make biblical disciples, teaching them to obey. It's by the Spirit that we do these things, not by giving some program from a bishop of a man-made New Testament church model that isn't even biblical. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. There was never one man lording over. It was multiple elders. No one signed a contract in the New Testament to take the Lord's Supper. No one sipped it from a little thimble and little cracker. Piece of bread. It was a full meal. No one got water poured on their head. They immersed them in full water. The men all dressed biblical, unlike Mark's Baptist Mennonite dress. You see what I'm saying here? Mark's built his own program with a false, unbiblical gospel. That's the whole point. You don't need the New Testament body to save you. You need Jesus Christ to save you, to be born from him and his Spirit. Then if you have other believers with you, the New Testament body will be established. I remind you again, we're in the last days. Jesus said, few. Only two men came out of Egypt and entered into the promised land from the 600,000. Go read it in Numbers. Only two men, Caleb and Joshua. How many do you think are going to come out of America and the world in these last days? And as I said, I know a very few true biblical saints, and I've met many people from Mark Bullen's body. I wouldn't number not one single one of them among those true saints, because they're following a different gospel. I'd say even a different Jesus, because Mark doesn't preach the biblical Jesus, and they're following a Bullenite program. So the fruit, I'm going to say it again, of salvation is the New Testament body. It's not the root. If the New Testament body is your hope, you are in desperate trouble in these last days, because you have no hope. But if Jesus Christ is your hope, look to the horizon. He's coming. Read his word. Do your best to walk in all the ways you can, and God will bless you and honor that. You don't need to move to follow some lording over bishop. You don't have to be in a building on Sunday. All of this is foolishness. The Bible tells us that we come after God with all of our heart, and we walk in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Let's keep going.
Obeying God and building the ark kept him focused. Obeying God and building the ark kept him in the grace of God, because that's what God told him to do. Obeying God and building the ark gave his family something to focus on. It gave him an object lesson to preach from. It was God's way. God, in all of his wisdom and love, he knew that this family needs focus and direction in order to maintain. And he got him busy building that ark. That ark spoke of judgment coming. That ark spoke of salvation by following God's word. And by them being busy and building that ark, it kept them out of trouble. It kept them focused.
All right, so you heard that again. It kept them out of trouble. Again, Noah was, I believe, 500 years old at this time. He had lived his whole life, all that time, and the Bible says he was righteous and perfect. The Ark Project didn't keep Noah out of trouble. The Ark Project was him obeying God to be saved from the physical wrath. Today, we have Christ that's going to save us from the wrath of God to come. And the fruit of all of those people born of him is a true New Testament body. But do not look, just as Noah did not have a lot of people to get on the ark with him, do not look for lots of people around you to be part of the New Testament body today. There's lots of denominations, like the Bullenites. They're a type of denomination because they're a man-made program. There's lots of religious bodies, and they're all teaching false ways, false gospels, man-made traditions, bending the word of God, twisting the word of God to control people in the pews, raise money, to build buildings, to build legacies. Mark says you have to follow the pastor's vision and build his legacy. That's not in scripture anywhere. This is a great deception, and it works well for lazy, dead people in the pews that don't really want to do anything else. And so Mark does all the work for them, and they can just sit there and feel like they're in some ark. They're going to have a rude awakening on Judgment Day. And I love them. That's why I'm doing these, to wake them up. Let's keep going.
God has an ark for us to build. The building, the maintaining, the living, the working of the New Testament church. Okay? Building biblical churches. It serves many, many ways to save us temporally. All right?
All right, so Mark believes that the New Testament body saves us temporally. You know, he adds that in there, temporally. He knows I'm listening to his sermons. He got to watch his words, and I'm testing him so he doesn't deceive people. It saves us temporally. Go read his books. That's not what he says. He tells you, you got to be in the New Testament body to be saved. You got to be under a bishop to be saved. You got to be in the building on Sunday, committed and on a membership roll, signing a contract to be saved. So Mark is very deceptive here when he says it saves you temporally. He really believes that is part of your salvation. That's why I'm doing this. This is heresy. Christ is our ark. Our faith and repentance and being born from above, he's going to save us by that. Yep, if you got other believers with you that are true, you should strive together in a New Testament local body. Why don't we try to do it? And Mark is always concerned about doing it like the apostolic way. In the book of Acts, it says they met daily, house to house, in prayer and keeping the apostles' doctrines. Mark doesn't do that. Mark has the Sunday, Wednesday evangelical program in a building coming up. He's building his own religious building. Mark's a carbon copy of the false denominations. He's too blind to see it because he's too busy building his legacy. Let's keep going. All right, I'm going to end this here. We're going to go on to part 3. Stay tuned.